Firsto, all the news you need to start your day.
Good morning, you're listening to News Talk with me, Shane Beattie. It's Tuesday, May 20th. I hope you're well. Coming up,
search operations being carried out are ongoing on the farmland at Carrig East near Kenmare.
Man held over Mike Gaines' murder released without charge, and number of claims over road crashes falls by 30%. Plus, we've all the other news making the headlines and the latest in sport and entertainment. But first up this morning, a man being questioned about the murder of Michael Gain has been released without charge. Gardaí say their investigations into the death of the Kerry farmer are continuing. He was last seen 8 weeks ago. News Talk's Tara Duggan reports.
Gardaí had already upgraded the missing persons inquiry into the disappearance of Mike Gain to a homicide. But last weekend, there was a major development in the case when human remains were found. Gardaí and the State Pathologist's Office were called in when the discovery of partial human remains was made while slurry was being spread on Mr. Gain's land. On Sunday, a man aged in his 50s was detained and questioned at Killarney Garda Station. Late last night, he was released without charge. Gardaí say Michael Gain's family has been kept informed and they've requested continued privacy. Meanwhile, search operations being carried out by specialist Gardaí units, local Gardaí, other emergency services and the Defence Forces are ongoing on the farmland at Carrig East near Kenmare.
The number of claims made to a state body relating to road traffic incidents fell by 30% over a six-year period. A study by the Injuries Resolution Board between 2019 and last year found the value of awards paid out fell by over 40%. Despite that, insurance premiums kept rising, with CSO figures showing motor insurance costs increased for the 20th month in a row in April, up almost 10% in the past year. 14-year-old disability rights campaigner Cara Darmody today begins a 50-hour protest sleeping out on the streets of Dublin. She's raising awareness about an assessment of needs crisis, which has left over 15,000 children waiting for supports. Cara says the Disability Act has been repeatedly broken by failures to assess autistic children within the promised 6 months timeframe.
The waiting lists are only going in one direction and it's going in the wrong direction in a very, very bad way. It's horrible what's going on in this country and that the government need to stop breaking the law. And I get that they will want to hear that, but that they're breaking the law. And so to raise awareness about this issue, I'm sleeping outside on the street for 50 hours from 10 a.m. on Tuesday to 12 p.m. on Thursday.
Vladimir Putin says Russia and Ukraine are generally on the right track when it comes to agreeing a ceasefire. The Russian president refused to commit to a halt in fighting in a call with Donald Trump yesterday, but President Trump says the call went very well and negotiations are expected to start immediately. Trump also suggested that peace talks should take place at the Vatican.
I think it would be maybe helpful. There's tremendous bitterness, anger. And I think maybe that could help some of that anger. So having it at the Vatican would be, in Rome, would be a very, I think it would be a great idea.
Fresh sanctions are being threatened against Israel over what's been described as its egregious actions in Gaza. A joint statement has been issued by the British, French and Canadian leaders in which they call for an end to a military offensive and for a blockade on aid to be lifted. Food deliveries resumed yesterday after 3 months, with Israel's Prime Minister admitting he had faced pressure from allies. British Prime Minister Keir Starmer says he'll continue to work on any future action.
It is a really serious, unacceptable, intolerable situation, and that's why we are working intensely to coordinate with other leaders how we respond to this.
86% of people who died while homeless in 2021 had a history of drug abuse. The Health Research Board looked into the premature or preventable deaths of 128 people who were rough sleeping or in temporary accommodation. Almost half of those deaths were due to drug poisoning, while one in three had a known history of mental health issues. Co-author of the report with the HRB, Dr. Susie Lyons, says it's important to recognise these are more than just numbers.
The majority were male and most were relatively young, aged in their late 30s or early 40s. And this means that they're leaving behind loved ones, family, friends and children, all who will be mourning their loss.
Emergency services attended a major fire at an industrial estate in Galway City last night. Gardaí and fire crews were called to the Royal Court Business Centre shortly before 9 p.m. The estate contains a mix of residential apartments and businesses. Flames and plumes of smoke could be seen across the city as firefighters tackled the blaze. In entertainment news, Sesame Street and Netflix have struck a deal that will see the popular US TV show appear on the streaming platform while still being available on the free-to-air channel PBS. The programme, which has been going for more than 5 decades, had been facing an uncertain future. Last year, Warner Brothers Discovery, which has aired it, decided not to renew a deal for new episodes. And in sport, in soccer, tonight Crystal Palace are back in action for the first time since winning the FA Cup at the weekend. They welcome Wolves, where kick-off is at 8 o'clock. At the same time, Manchester City host Bournemouth. It will be an emotional affair, as it will be Kevin De Bruyne's last game in front of their home fans before he leaves this summer. Manager Pep Guardiola says the midfielder will only be focused on getting a win.
Kevin will get what he deserves. That is the best moment and the best compliment, his incredible trajectory and what he has done, that I said many times, with an incredible other legends in this club, will not be possible what they have done in these many, many years.
And that is First Up for this morning. Please start your day with us again here tomorrow. In the meantime, you can check out all the news you need on newstalk.com.